Lesson 57. Fat. Thin. What's the difference between thick and fat?
The difference between thick and fat is that we use thick for things and fat for people and animals.
Are you fatter than your mother?
No, I'm not fatter than my mother. I'm thinner than she is.
Who's the thinnest person in your family?
I am the thinnest person in my family.
Do people generally become thinner as they become older?
No, people don't generally become thinner as they become older. They become fatter.
Swam. What's the past of the verb to swim?
The past of the verb to swim is swam.
Did you swim last summer?
Yes, I swam last summer.
Lost. What is the past simple and the past participle of the verb to lose?
The past simple and the past participle of the verb to lose is lost.
Have you ever lost your way in a large city?
Yes, I've sometimes lost my way in a large city.
Have you ever lost anything worth a lot of money?
No, I've never lost anything worth a lot of money.
Each other. One another. What's the difference between each other and one another?
The difference between each other and one another is that we generally use each other for two people or things, and one another for more than two people or things.
Give me an example, please.
You and I are speaking to each other. The students speak to one another after the lesson.
Do we look at each other during the lesson?
Yes, we look at each other during the lesson.
Do we shake hands with each other at the beginning of the lesson?
No, we don't shake hands with each other at the beginning of the lesson.
Do your country and England play football against each other?
Yes, my country and England play football against each other.
Do Italy, Germany, Russia and England play football against one another?
Yes, Italy, Germany, Russia and England play football against one another.
Do the countries of Europe do business with one another?
Yes, the countries of Europe do business with one another.
Which language do the students speak to one another in after the lesson?
The students speak to one another in their language after the lesson.
To be able. Am able. Was able. Been able. What's the past of can?
The past of can is could.
What's the future of can?
Can has no future. Therefore, we use the verb to be able and say, I will be able.
What's the infinitive of can?
Can has no infinitive. Therefore, we use to be able.
What are the three forms of be able?
The three forms of be able are am able, was able, been able.
Were you able to speak English a few years ago?
Yes, I was able to speak English a few years ago.
Are you able to reach that book without standing up?
No, I'm not able to reach that book without standing up.
Will you be able to speak English well if you study a lot?
Yes, I'll be able to speak English well if I study a lot.
Have you been able to answer all the questions I have asked you without too much difficulty?
No, I haven't been able to answer all the questions you've asked me without too much difficulty. Some I have, and some I haven't.
Factory. Tell me the names of some things that we make in factories.
The names of some things that we make in factories are cars, pens, etc.
Do you think work in a factory can be pleasant?
Yes, I think work in a factory can be pleasant.
Ordinary. Do soldiers wear ordinary clothes?
No, soldiers don't wear ordinary clothes. They wear uniforms.
Paint. Can you paint?
Yes, I can paint.
Hotel. Stay. How much does it cost to stay in an ordinary hotel for one night in this town?
It costs about £50 to stay in an ordinary hotel for one night in this town.